frustrating result. Can't be too displeased with the performance, but of course the result's a tough one to take, considering in most of the game we played very well, but a couple of individual mistakes and a goal that I thought probably should have been saved. Was disappointed with coming out on the wrong end.
It's a crazy first 22 minutes as well, isn't it? Four goals in that time, and they were odd goals as well, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I think it's a difficult surface to play on. I think people were finding their feet. Like I say, probably four mistakes, wasn't it, that led to the four goals, if you like. Two from us, which were, of course, disappointing goals to concede, but then good ones, if you like, for us, because we kept going and we put the pressure on them and got the game back to 2-2, and then we start really dominating the game with our good footballers getting involved, and we can't quite finish them off. Mike Jones has a really good chance where he should have scored. Carl Winchester has a volley, another penalty turned down, one rebound that Dominic Polion should have hit first time. And then we go in at half time, have a good chat, come out, and it never quite got going until the last sort of 15, 20 minutes when it was touched late.
You made a double substitution, brought on Jacob Mellis. What do you know? You brought Jacob into the team this week. What do you expect to get from Jacob?
I expect what he showed today, and that was quality on the ball. He's very aware of his space. He likes to play good football, and he's a part of some really good moves. He had a shot when he came on. He played a couple of through balls that were sort of very, very close to being in. Had our other players really been aware of the space, then that we may have scored from them. But he brings that championship class, if you like, and we've just got to make sure that we can keep him motivated and keep him concentrated on his football. And if we can, then we've got a good player to end the season.
All got a little bit feisty at times as well, didn't it? There was a few challenges going in, and there was one incident here where there was, I think, a high boot on Brian Wilson and James Wilson. That's right. Which, you know, the referee, I think, should have controlled and should have dealt with. And you know, I thought at times maybe the referee could have controlled the game better than he actually did.
Well, yeah, I think it's always quite hostile coming to Gillingham. They've got a massive crowd, but that bunch whip up behind the goal, and they were quite lively. So there was quite a few incidents that were 50-50, and I think that was the frustrating thing for both teams. We felt we could have had a penalty second half of a handball. They probably felt they could have had a penalty of a handball. So it was quite consistent.
Consistently not great, I would say, but there you go.
I'll let you say that.
Yeah, mate. I know, that's right. So now you've got a week off, and you've got the Notts County game next Saturday. I remember the Notts County game up at Meadow Lane, 0-0 draw. Should have won the game, shouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I remember that game, but obviously it's a totally new game, sort of a couple of new players for both sides, and we're at home. Do you know what I mean? We're looking to win the game. We tried to win the game today. I think you could see that in our play, and for whatever reason we didn't get a couple of players in if possible, and then we strengthen again, and we want to make sure that we come out of this window stronger than when we went in.
So you are looking for more players then?
Yeah, I'm looking for more players, yeah.
Any positions you want to sort of divulge?
Better players, you know what I mean? We're looking to strengthen everywhere, as always, as it goes, but of course we have to work under certain restraints, but there's certainly players out there that could affect us in a positive way.
Jonathan Thorpe was obviously missing again with a groin strain. What's the chances of him being back for the Notts County match?
Well, hopefully. I mean, we'll probably try and get him out Monday, Tuesday, see how he is. He had an injection on it, so we have to make sure that we look after him, because, of course, coming into the last sort of 18, 20-odd games is going to be really important.
Finally, looking at the League One table, as I did this morning, it's so congested in the middle anyway. And, you know, we're saying a win today could have put you in the playoff positions. So, you know, it's the possibility is still there, isn't it, for the season to progress and prolong.
Yeah, and you know what I mean, there's a massive long way to go, and that's why we're trying to get better in the window, because we know there's some good teams. We know we're a good team when we're at it. And at parts, three quarters of the game, we were at it today. We know what we need. You know what I mean? We can't go sort of blurting our mouth off, if you like, to what we need, but we're under no illusions to what we need to improve.
Lovely. Cheers, Hartley.